FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Top stories at 5 o'clock. Eskom implements stage 2 of load shedding, and a Fidelity officer have been killed and another one has been injured in Free State.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Cricket SA sponsor calls for resignation of Thabang Moore, and Max Verstappen says he wants more in 2020 season. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon. Eskom announced that it will implement stage 2 load shedding from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. today. In a short statement on Twitter, the power company said it was implementing load shedding, and I quote, due to a shortage of capacity. Eskom has reminded customers, rather, that it's implemented stage 2 load shedding in order to prevent a national collapse of South Africa's power system. The power utility said it was working to reduce the load on the national grid and apologize to all consumers for the inconvenience caused. And Gauteng Public Transport and Road Infrastructure, MEC Jacob Mamabolo, has labeled the ongoing taxi violence in the province as a threat to the residents, which need to be dealt with and with immediate solutions. Mamabolo was speaking before the Commission of Inquiry into Taxi Violence, chaired by Justice Jeremiah Shongwe at Parktown, Johannesburg, today. He said the Provincial Taxi Summit, which was held in June this year, they identified the problem and found resolutions which were already being implemented in dealing with the violence. And finally, one Fidelity officer has been killed and another has been wounded in a heist in Markard in the Free State. The officer was guarding a pension pay point earlier on Thursday when a group of criminals approached them in a green Mercedes and another unspecified vehicle. One suspected gunman has been arrested and two firearms were also recovered. Fidelity CEO Wal Bartman said after a gunfight, the robbers made off with an undisclosed amount of money. And within our trending topics on Twitter, we have hashtag KFC proposal, hashtag Zoto Awabantu, and hashtag short left to fill up. Johannesburg is experiencing some cloudy and wet weather with a low of 12 degrees Celsius and a high of 18. Pretoria is also experiencing some cloudy and wet weather at a low of 13 degrees Celsius and at a high of 18 degrees Celsius. And now for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators. The rand has gone down to 14 rands, 65 cents against the United States dollar, 16 rands, 26 cents against the euro, 19 rands, 27 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has also gone up to 1,476 rands, 20 cents a fine ounce. Recapping our top stories at 5 o'clock, Eskom has once again announced that it will implement stage 2 load shedding from 4 until 11 p.m. today. These news on the UJFM Drive have been supplied by EWN, IL News, SABC News and the UJFM News Desk. Do catch your next news update